I'm Christy Houle. I'm from Taylor, Arkansas. And my husband Scott and I both grew up involved in FFA and showing livestock and raising livestock. So when we got married and had children, at that time I was teaching high school ag, and it was very important to us that our kids had those same opportunities to participate in these type of programs that we had growing up. And fortunately for us, they have both really enjoyed it, and we just feel very blessed that we've been able to spend so much family time with them together as they've been growing up, traveling to livestock shows and picking out their animals for the new year and taking them to different events that they wanted to go to. And it's just been a great way to raise our kids.
I've been showing livestock since the time I could walk, but more specifically since I was 2 years old, when my mom's FFA students from her ag classroom would help me drag my pygmy goat into the show ring when she probably wanted to be anywhere else. And I think that's really taught me a lot about who I am and how I like to do things, because it's taught me that working hard is never going to go unrewarded. Even if maybe in the end you don't win the buckle or you don't win the banner, you're still there and you've still had all of those experiences with all of those people.
By the time I was born, Riley already kind of started showing, so the entire family was into it. There were already animals in the barn. I was just kind of born into this life, but I love it to death. I definitely chose to do this. I've chose throughout all of my life to make sacrifices and do this instead of other things I could have gone into doing. It's one of my favorite things to do, definitely. But doing this has probably been the best decision I've ever made. All of my closest friends I've made through the FFA and through showing. I've had friends I've known since I was 4 years old from growing up showing and doing goats and sheep. And I know people in probably half the states in the US. And that's more than I think almost any high school kids can say nowadays.
I mean, there is nothing I love more than going to a livestock show. And I mean, I want to be able to do that for the rest of my life. So I want to go into agricultural communications and be able to have a say about how people view livestock shows and the agricultural industry as a whole. Because going all these places, you do hear a lot of those negative perceptions from people that don't understand things. Or when we're sitting at the state fair and some little kid runs up to my animal, my goat or my lamb, and goes, "Oh, look at the puppy." You know, that's something that I've really been able to see firsthand and that I really want to be able to change in the future. So I feel like learning who I am and where I want to go and what I want to do is something that this industry's taught me.
We're very proud of both of our kids. They have just worked so hard and put in so many hours. But on top of that, I think we're just really, really proud of the way they have been able to be good winners and good losers. Because you don't always come out with the buckle or the banner, and nothing makes me happier than seeing them run over there and hug their friends when they win and shake those other kids' hands and just be genuinely happy for other kids when they're able to win and come out on top. And I think that's one of the best things that we've seen through this program, and we're really proud of the people that they're growing up to be. She, at this point, is excited to go off to college, and she wants to start a career in agricultural communications, and who knows where she'll end up. But I laughed last year at the state fair listening to Jack and some of his friends from several schools all over Arkansas, and they were talking about how neat it was going to be when they grow up and they all come back to watch their kids.